Summary of Sunni Concepts. Trust is an act of the heart or a state of the heart that arises from its knowledge of God Almighty. His uniqueness is creation, management, benefit and harm, giving and withholding, and so on. The basis of trust is that the servant makes his Lord his agent. The client also authorizes his agent, whom he trusts, to achieve his interests. The truth of trust, then, is the ultimate goal of relying on God. After the heart is filled with magnifying God's power, strength, and resurrection. With the utmost confidence in God and his success, help and support. After the heart is filled with veneration for God's mercy and righteousness. For correct trust, it is necessary to follow the reasons that God has permitted to be followed. Without relying on it or trusting it. Rather, he relied on God alone, the creator of causes and causes. It is he, glory be to him, who placed in causes their effects. When the Bedouin left his camel free at the door of the mosque and said, "I trust in God." The messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace, said to him, "Make sense of it and trust." Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi and authenticated by Al-Albani. So he ordered him to deal with the cause and then trust in God. This is also derived from his saying, "May God bless him and grant him peace." If you trust in God as you trust him to provide for you as he provides for birds, you become exhausted and go away feeling exhausted. Narrated by Al-Tirmidhi and Ahmad, and authenticated by Al-Albani. So he said, in the morning, the birds sacrifice for the reason that it strives for its livelihood. Trust, then, is restricted by taking into account reasons. It is relying on God Almighty in bringing what is required and removing the compulsory. With the action of authorized reasons.